Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino. It is Wednesday, September 27, 2023. This is my pre-market report, and just in case you were wondering, it is 8:11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And as I am doing this video blog, you are going to be shocked as to what is occurring. If you happen to be watching CNBC right freaking now, they have floated out Neil Cash and Carrie. Yes, Neil Cash Carrie, the freaking Lex Luthor of the Federal Reserve himself. Now, he's being floated out here to try to calm down the markets, to tell everyone it's going to be all right. No worries looking ahead. Everything is beautiful and perfect and fantastic. And I'm looking at that thing right freaking now. There's something wrong with this guy. You could see it. You know, what do they say? The eyes are the mirror of the soul. This guy's twisted, man. I'm telling you, he's freaking twisted. So what the Federal Reserve has done, at least it appears so right now, is they're trying to jawbone the market into believing things are yet again going to be absolutely beautiful, lovely, and perfect. On the back of this thing getting floated out here this morning, yes, he is another thing, Cash and Carry. The MMRI has dropped just below 300. Is it going to stay there? I don't think so. Even with the jawboning here by Cash and Carry and whoever else they're going to float out. Usually they do these things in pairs. It's an interesting phenomenon. Let's see who they float out next. They float out one Fed president to say whatever. Then they float out another Fed president to kind of back up the rhetoric of the first thing that's floated out. Look, you and I are too hip to this. We know the games they play. I told you all of you yesterday, here, Fed Cash and Carry, the economy has been much stronger than we anticipated. This is what he just said. I'm reading it right here of CNBC. Fed's Cash Carry, economy has been much stronger than we anticipated. Again, this is complete nonsense off the Richter scale, and all of you know that. It's a joke, and who's the joke on? Again, it's on you and I, because there is no accountability here at all whatsoever, zero. The economy is in free fall by these freaks who are deliberately destroying it, and they're not done. They are not done by a long shot, but it's laughable. Yesterday, as I was alluding to a second ago, I had said in my post-market report that I was surprised that they haven't intervened in the market, that they haven't floated out. Remember I said yesterday, it's kind of interesting. We haven't seen any one of these freaks floated out. Now, this guy I would consider one of the supreme freaks here, this Lex Luthor of the Federal Reserve telling us, you see what they do? This thing here, multimillionaire, by the way, is dictating your life to you. He's saying to you that what you are seeing and feeling and hearing and tasting with your own senses is not real. The economy is strong, you're rich, and we're doing completely fine. You can't make this stuff up if you try to. It's unfreaking believable, but that's what's going on here, honestly. Anyway, it's sickening to me. It's absolutely sickening. Now, on the back of that, you know, this is no surprise to you, certainly no surprise to me, anyone who follows this blog. So year over year, I want you to consider what I'm about to tell you. Year over year, the demand for mortgages is down, according to their own numbers, 27%. That's a crash. That's a crash, but you're not allowed to know that. Neil Cash and Carrie here, still over here, on this thing over here. He, you know, he's saying that the economy is strong. We couldn't possibly be doing any better. In fact, you know, it's doing way better than the Fed had projected. That's what he's saying here. Meanwhile, again, consider the fact, and if you don't believe me on this, look it up for yourself. Every single projection, every single prediction, so-called, that the Federal Reserve has made with regard to inflation and everything else has been completely wrong. Of course, it's by design. Again, just like this thing being floated out with his smug face in his eyes. He's lying. He's lying. He knows he's lying. And let me tell you something else. This right now, he's on CNBC. They are complicit. because they're allowing this thing to sit on their, you know, international show and spew out lies to everyone, but there's no accountability. He will not be held to account. CNBC will not be held to account. No one's going to be held to account, and people are going to sit back and just take it across the face, backhand, and every other way. That's the way it works these days, okay, in this new system. So again, Fed coming out here this morning, represented by Neil here, Neil Cashin, Freak Show Carry, Lex Luthor. They're going to float someone else out. Mark my words. Watch what they're going to do. They're going to float someone else up, right up the back door to fist feed you past your elbow, deep in the heart of the gabagool. I think you know what I'm talking about. And that person, whoever it may be, they're being prepared right now for their lines, is going to parrot what this thing is saying here. Again, it's to talk the market down. It's to give the market some kind of a relief, because this thing, as I have said, as we have covered right here, if they don't intervene immediately, and this is intervention right now, this thing is going down and going down fast. Let's see how this plays out. Is what Neil It Thing Puke, what he's saying right now, is this going to be enough to cause the bond market to have a sense of relief, to push yields lower? Is that going to happen? Doesn't look like it, at least this morning, last time I looked at it. As I said, even though the 10-year yield came down, the relative strength of the dollar is higher. That's kind of a little bit of a fear trade. However, stock futures this morning are higher. Not much, higher nonetheless. But what would you expect after we've had a market that's done nothing but fall pretty much since MMRI 250? We closed yesterday, the market closed, the MMRI was over 300. They had to float someone out, and it looks like it was this It Thing. I can't stand them. I can't even look at it. I can't even look at it. Anyway, here, so mortgage demand, people, as I just said, mortgage demand, I mean, honestly, let's talk about this. It's cratering. So what does this mean? Does it mean, oh, just mortgage demand? Why is Greg Mannarino talking about this? Well, let's put a little background on that. Over a year ago, you and I started talking about the problems with the banks. No loans was part of it. No deposits, no deals. The banks are in trouble. I don't know another way to put this, people. The banks are in a lot more trouble than you, or should I say you? You're in a lot more trouble than you think you are. Do you believe what's going to happen is what we expected? The banks are going to be consolidated. More and more power into fewer and fewer players here. That's what this whole thing is about with the regional banks, which you and I called before anybody else, with the trouble in the banking system. Of course, it would hit the smaller institutions first. And then again, we already know, and from the Federal Reserve, right off their own freaking website here, we have at least 22 major institutions getting a lifeline from the Fed right now, with another 55% already trying to get, trying to get a lifeline from the Fed. This is going to grow. And foreign banks, too. The Federal Reserve is backstopping foreign banks. I want you to think about that. They're backstopping foreign banks because this is a worldwide phenomenon. But in the end, I'm going to give you one guess, and you better get it right, as to who's going to pay for it. Yeah, you are. You are. That's how it's going to work, all right? Period. The end of story. But again, I don't want you to lose sight of what I'm trying to tell you here. Again, the FDIC will not allow you to know what banks are in trouble. There are thousands of banks that are in trouble right now. The FDIC knows who they are. Okay, look this up for yourself. We covered it the day this came out. They know who they are. You're not allowed to know it because it's confidential. It's privileged information. So privileged meaning some people get to know, but not you, not the depositors. I want you to think about that. It's the most sick, twisted thing in the history of the freaking world. Anyway, let's go back to this market real quick. So cash and carry gets floated out. A little relief here in the bond market. 10-year yield comes down. MMRI drops just under 300. Stock futures higher. You got gold and silver under pressure right now. You got crude oil surging higher. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. No. You and I mean, honestly, who's called this better than you and I? All right? We have nailed crude to the wall. And I'm telling you, people, it's going much higher. All right? As for hitting 150, not this year. over 100 this year, I would say that's pretty much written in stone. And we're going to ride that wave up, people. There's no doubt in my mind. Just, I mean, we killed it. We killed it at $67 a barrel. Remember all that? Yeah. And then we had a pullback as we expected. And this is it. We have established another floor. At least it looks like that right now. And we're going up. So crude getting a bit higher very nicely. Relative strength of the dollar, as I mentioned, higher. Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies higher this morning, pretty much across the board. Gold and silver under pressure, as I said. That's where we stand here with the market. But again, please, I want to hear from you. Do you see their playbook? They reveal their playbook to us over and over and over again. Okay, the market starts getting completely bent out of shape. This is the maximum saturation moment that you and I have been waiting for. We are in it, okay? I wrote a whole piece on this. I did a video on it. Most of you have seen this. Check your inbox if you subscribe to my free newsletter. It's there. Anyway. We got this down, but again, watching their playbook play out, it's always the same. Again, they're going to float somebody else out. They just did Neil. They're going to back that up with someone else. Let's see who it is. I really can't guess here. It's generally Fed President Bulthard, but we'll see. Maybe it'll be some other freak. It's going to be one of them. There's just no doubt in my mind. But it's laughable to see what they do and how they play it. Is it going to be enough? I'm not sure about that. I want to hear from you on that. All right, people, look. Very important video in my view. Please share it. Please get it out there. Thank you for those thumbs up. These are required these days. Okay, we got to get this video out there. We got to get this stuff seen. And the only way to do that is to give these videos a thumbs up. It's just so important. All right, let the algorithm say, hey, people like this video. Get it out there. So that's the truth. That's how it works. All right. This guy here from the heart, people, I love all of you so much. I mean that with all I got. I will see you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for my live stream. I really hope to see you there. Yesterday, we broke a record. During the live stream, we broke over 1,100 thumbs up. And I just can't thank you all enough for that, all right? I'll see you later.